Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now from Manomet, he had multiple myeloma, Bill Arenti, who, when you read the story, I mean, Bill, this is like a movie. You were a Quincy firefighter, 32 years. You've responded to numerous calls over those 32 years, but your story is amazing. Can you kind of the floor is yours, Fred.
Well, first off, to hear someone say what I'm about to say, being a having cancer and being the luckiest guy on the face of the earth, don't go together. But I'll tell you what it is for me. It all happened when one night when the valve in my heart got stuck in the open position, and I died. Literally, the heart continued to beat, but the blood wasn't going anywhere. And I took two steps, and that was it.
And you hit the deck.
I hit the deck. I woke up a few minutes later. I had a broken nose. I had a broken jaw in two places because I face planted on asphalt. But I hit the ground with such a thump that it was like a precordial thump in my chest, and it closed the valve and brought me back to life. They rushed me.
Wait, I mean, I don't know. That is amazing.
I know.
That is. I've never heard anything like that ever.
So you
that
were.
That truly is amazing.
So you were a goner, and yet when you hit, it ended up saving you.
Exactly. If
that is
wow.
If I had hit grass, there was still some snow on the ground. If I had hit the snow, I wouldn't be here talking.
So
with you
the
right
way
now.
You fell Incredible. Actually jump started your heart again, basically.
Correct. Yep.
What? Yeah.
So who was around you at the time?
Nobody. I just, when I woke up, there were people all around me. I wake up in a pool of blood. I had no idea how I got there, the pool of blood from my broken nose. And the way my jaw was broken, it was the upper part of the jaw, it was flapped up. And I'm trying to talk, and my tongue kept hitting my teeth that were on my palate. And I thought I had a stroke. I stroked out. And so they rushed me into the Mass General. They told me basically everything that had happened to me. They replaced the valve in my heart, and they sent me home a couple of weeks later. Then I get a phone call. We'd like to see you. We just want to go over some of your test results. I go in the hospital, and the doctor sat me down. He said, when we sent your valve to pathology, we found some problems. We sent it to the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic came back with, I had amyloidosis and multiple myeloma. And he says, the amyloidosis, if you're symptomatic, you have 2 years to live, unless you get a heart transplant. So I looked at him, and I smiled, and I just said, well, I guess I'll lose some weight then. And he looks at me and he says, what did you say? And I said, I guess I'll lose some weight. And he goes, I just told you that you may have 2 years to live. I said, well, you want me to cry? You want me to punch the wall? You want me to jump up and down. I'm still going to have it. I said, let's just do what I got to do. And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, I've been doing this for over 25 years and I've never heard anyone have such a outlook as you do.
Now, did you know anything about multiple myeloma at the time? Anybody in your family, any friends, coworkers, anything?
I knew it was, you know, that it was a cancer. I knew that it was a dangerous cancer, but I didn't know the extent of it. And, you know, I was in the EMT, emergency medical technician, for a number of years, and I worked with people with different cancers. And during that time, I hate to say it, but I took a lot of people to the last ride that they would have in an ambulance. And I was able to listen to them and to take in what they would talk about. And I learned so much about life that, you know, even though I have this cancer and even though it's a part of my life, I'm living with cancer. I refuse to die from cancer. And I'm going to continue to live the best life I can. I tell everybody who I know, the day that you're born, a war begins between life and death. And death is ultimately going to win. It's going to take every one of us. But your job is to win as many battles as you can during that war. And the way to win a battle is to smile, is to make someone happy, is to make yourself happy, is to enjoy life. And when the day finally comes that the war is over, it's not how long the war was, but how many battles you actually won that made your life worth living.
You had mentioned you're a fireman, you were an EMT, you were on the other side of it. Now you're in Dana-Farber, you're being treated. I'm curious how your perspective changed about your job, what you did, and now you're the guy who was taking the ride in the ambulance to go to Dana-Farber to get treatment.
That's a great question. Dana-Farber, when I was in the ambulance, I looked at as one of the greatest organizations, one of the greatest hospitals that I went to. Everyone, and I used to joke about it, that where do they hire these people? Because everyone that you walk into in Dana-Farber is a kind, caring person. It's a genuine person. And so I didn't have, when I knew that I had to go to Dana-Farber, it was like I was going to family. And my nurses, the staff that I have, they don't treat just me and my cancer. They treat my family. They treat my psyche. It's like the psychology of it all. It's a phenomenal hospital. And for all they do, it's... And I've done the research. It's the best in the world. And the people who work there are what make it that. And anything that I could do to help this organization. And the other thing that I'd really like to say is that I'm using my, you know, I when I got cancer, I had that reaction, but I'm using my cancer. I know what it feels like to die suddenly. And now I know what it's like to have a disease that can kill me. And I'm using this disease that I have to make my life and other people's lives the best possible experience.
I mean, it's impressive. It's an unbelievable story. It really is. What are kind of things do you like to do now? What do you do that gets the most enjoyment?
Well, I had to retire, and when I did, my wife and I decided that we wanted to, you know, have a nice place to retire to. So, I built a house with, you know, the help of a lot of great craftsmen down in Manomet on the water, so I overlook the ocean.
Yeah, when you know firemen, you know people who are
craftsmen.
You got help, number one, and you know that you've got people who, you know, hey, I need some help finishing this deck. Here come 10 of them, get the beer out,
exactly.
We're good.
Yeah. So I did that. I'd love to keep up. I love to do charity work. I love to be out with people and do all that. And the funny thing is, it's not a funny thing, but the cancer that I have, I can almost pinpoint when I got it. And it was back in 1997, and it was a fire at Home Depot. And there were 55 of us, 55 firefighters who fought that fire. And an alarming percentage of us have come down. Not with the same cancer. What happened was it was in early May, and they were it was legal at the time. They were storing all the pesticides, the fertilizers, the insecticides, the all the chemicals that you use throughout the summer. They were storing it on one tall grate, like you see in Home Depot, to go all the way to the ceiling. And the fire started there. And what happened was, as the fire burned, it just melted the containers, and they just continued to pour into one thing. And we all were just inundated with different types of chemical compounds. We all went for blood tests, and the doctors told us that after we got the blood test, the emergency room doctor came out and said, I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be a year from now, or 5 years from now, but you're all going to very possibly have some really big problems.
We were
warned about it prior to. But
so were you sort of waiting that whole time, just like something's going to be up, or were you able to put it out of your mind?
I put it out of my mind, but it never left the back of my head.
Sure.
Same for your brother fireman as well?
Yes. Yeah. And funny you say brother. My brother is a firefighter, was a firefighter.
Really?
So, yeah, we got on the same day. My father was a firefighter who died from fire injuries, and my brother and I decided that we wanted to continue that life.
This is an unbelievable story. It really is. This goes far beyond beating cancer. I mean, this is the stuff the movies are made of. It's Bill Arenti. Thank you for sharing your story today. I mean, if this doesn't hit home with you, then
words.
You don't have a soul.
That's
this
right.
is great.
Well, I just ask all my brother firefighters out there if they can throw $25 or whatever you can throw in to do this, and all the people who I know and love, just throw in a couple bucks, because you know, it really makes a huge difference to everyone.
You guys are good at filling the boot.
We are.
We know that.
We've done that.
You can fill the boot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You fill it for the folks at Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Bill, thank you. Great story.
Welcome.
Great
thank
meeting you.
Bill.
Thank you very much.
All mine. Thank you for everything you're doing.
This is amazing. And again, to donate, 877-738-1234. You can text KCANCER to 20222. That's a gobstopper right there.
I mean, his whole mindset is one that we really all should have.
Yes.
And it's just so incredible to hear him tell his story. And you're right. Like, I don't even know if a movie would do it justice, just how incredible. And if you start, how about the beginning of that?
Right.
So first of all, he's a fireman, so one of the most heroic jobs you can have.
Of course.
And he gets cancer, essentially, from beating this fire, right? He goes out there, he and all of his other brothers, as you said.
Yep.
Then it's sort of a matter of time. But then he dies. He dies, but because of the way he fell, he kind of kickstarts his heart again.
I mean, when you hear the phrase drop dead.
He did.
He dropped
literally did.
Dead
yep.
to live.
Yep.
That's you never hear that.
And then, I mean, again, he just has the best philosophy on
Amazing.
Life now, and he's living it, you know, one day at a time, and he's got a smile on his face.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.